A reading from Psalm 80. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might, come and save us. Restore us, O God, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Return to us, God Almighty, look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the son of man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved.
Dear Lord, you are the Good Shepherd and we are your flock. At such a time as this, we rely on you to save us. As you led the children of Israel out of Egypt, guarding, protecting, feeding and watering them in the wilderness, on their way to the promised land. Lead us and all your people through these difficult days. Keep us in the faith that you are here with us and you will save us. We give you grateful thanks for the good news of the vaccines that will soon be available and pray that all the efforts worldwide will manage to control the virus so that all may live more fulfilling lives. We are thankful that families will be able to come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We pray that all will be mindful of the risks we still face if we do not behave appropriately, and that we will all be careful of the needs of the more vulnerable members of families as we gather to celebrate. We pray for all those in positions of responsibility and authority. Grant them all the wisdom and humility to face up to difficult decisions and decide on ways that will benefit the whole of society. We thank you that we, as your church, will be able to come together to worship you and celebrate the birth of your dear Son in joyful community. We ask for your blessings on the Cornerstone Advent groups who are meeting virtually to consider how we can apply the teachings of your word to strive to bring your kingdom into the world today. As we prepare ourselves for a night of refreshing sleep, we pray for your blessing on all those who are troubled and who can find no rest, so that they will know that you are with them and calm their troubled minds. Restore us, dear Lord and God Almighty, from your heavenly throne. Send down your blessings and grant us your peace. We close our prayers this evening with a benediction. Please join in if you would like to. May God's blessings surround you tonight as you trust him and walk in his light. May his presence within guard and keep you from sin. Go in peace, go in joy, go in love.